Those are specifically of primroses, right?
Right. So I've been harvesting primrose seeds, the first ones of the earliest varieties. We were harvesting those from the drumsticks and the rosea way back in May because they bloom early and they ripened early. And, of course, May was incredibly warm and dry and all that. These are some of the later blooming ones from June and July, candelabras, alpicolas, and some even later ones I also harvested of the florindae, which are the fragrant yellow and orange ones. So these are tall stems on which the seed pods, the flowers, and then the seed pods developed. Some of them are up to two to three feet tall. So we clip off those seed heads. I put them in a bucket. At home, I've actually got several fish boxes full of seed pods that I am drying, and then I'll shake those out and use various different kinds of sifters to sift out the seeds from the chaff to then save for future planting.
But you're not going to sift them out right now. You're going to wait a while, right?
Well, you saw that some of these are dry enough with this weather we've had that they do fall out of the seed pods, which is great. But I will wait and I will get more of them. I'll actually shake the buckets. Some of them I'll actually crush seed pods to get as much seed as I can out of them before I do my final sifting. And I even winnow them, which is put them in a pipe pan. I blow across them gently and that takes off the lightweight chaff, the seed, leftover bits of the seed pods and stuff. The seeds themselves are normally heavier. So if I don't, as long as I don't blow too hard, that's how we get rid of that. And that's what's done with oats and wheat, anything else. Same thing before using for food. They've got fancy machines to do that where mine is a pretty low-tech method.
And just save them until next spring? Or?
Yes. So I will then take these. I'll put them into either small jars. I've still got lots of old film canisters from when cameras used to take film. And then I save and label them. That's kind of important so you know what they are because they are not intuitively obvious by looking at them.
Yeah, especially and, after they're out of the bulbs.
Right. Some seeds, I mean, just in Juneau, we grow dozens of different kinds of primroses. So some of these will go into my own kind of custom wildflower, not so wildflower mixes that I'll strew in ditches in some of my garden projects. Because they do well, and they'll sprout in the spring. Normally, it'll take a year from next spring before we'll get first flowering.
Okay. But we'll be able to tell the new sprouts. We'll be able to differentiate them from weeds, for example. Right?
If you know your weeds and stuff, yes. That's kind of critical. So, again, I will start these in trays or pots. I'll plant them in usually something like late January, early February. And on damp potting soil, they'll actually go outside to freeze and thaw a little bit, just like they would in nature. And then I'll bring them in to push them harder under lights so that I can get them up to a decent size that first year to be able to handle and plant them. Otherwise, they're pretty slow. They might not be as big. They wouldn't be as big if they were just out in nature's conditions to grow. So I'll help them along, give them a little fertilizer. Again, I don't expect them to bloom next year, but I do expect them to be big enough to be transplantable. And then, for me, of course, it's shameless commerce. I'm going to sell some of these too.